We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Phil Kirpin, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. He's with us to provide us the very latest on the week-long effort to mark up the cap-and-trade energy tax bill up on Capitol Hill. And Phil, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, this markup process has been going on all week. Where do we stand right now, and how does it compare to what we expected?
Well, I think that they're about ready to pass it out of committee. I think that they're probably going to do it tonight, and then it'll be referred to several other House committees, and they're going to have some committee action in a number of other committees, like the Ways and Means Committee, and then at some point they're going to have this on the House floor. So it's moving along. The Republicans decided not to stall the process, so they're allowing it to move forward, and we'll see where it goes. I still think it's a very bad bill. The vast majority of the Republican amendments that were put forward to limit the cost and the jobs impact of the bill were rejected on straight party line votes. A few picked up a handful of Democrats, but for the most part, this is a party line markup, and the bill is just as bad as it started.
Those in favor of this legislation pretty much admit that it's going to change how our economy is structured, so jobs would be lost to some extent in the manufacturing sector. I know there have been vastly different estimates on how much this will increase folks' energy bills and how many jobs it will actually cost in the manufacturing sector. What's your best sense of how this is all going to play out and its total impact on the economy?
Well, the impact is difficult to estimate because there's a lot of uncertainty built into the idea of using a cap-and-trade mechanism instead of a straightforward tax. If we just had a straightforward tax, we'd know what the price is, and companies could do their planning. We could estimate exactly what the impact is going to be. The way this cap-and-trade works, you don't know what price is going to be associated with using fossil fuels because you've got to either bid for the permits at auction or buy them from another company or what have you. So there's a lot of uncertainty there as the market price goes up and down, and there have been a lot of different estimates. There was one from MIT. There was an MIT study that estimated the per household impact at about $3,128 per year. A lot of the Republicans have been using that number. There was another study last year from the National Association of Manufacturers that had the per household cost above $4,000. But even if you use sort of the most conservative, lowest estimate, you use the official estimate from the Congressional Budget Office, which is the official scorekeeper for this in Congress, they say the per household cost would be $1,600 every year. So even if you use the most conservative estimate, it's still a pretty serious hardship for folks who are going to have to give up other things that are important to them in their lives to pay for that cost. And I think at a time where so many things are going badly in the economy, and the one silver lining for most families is that energy prices are much lower than they were a year ago. We're not paying $4 at the pump. It would be a big mistake to pass a bill that could potentially double the price of electricity, double the price of the pump, take somewhere from $1,600 to $3,000 or $4,000 every year out of the family budget. So I think this is going to have widespread negative economic impact if it's enacted into law. I think the job losses will be in the hundreds of thousands, if not in the millions, and the impact on average households is going to be considerable, no matter whose numbers you use. And you can always use the President Obama didn't put a number out there, but he did say that under his plan, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. So take him at his word. Skyrocket to me means a pretty big increase.
About a minute to go with Phil Kirpin of Americans for Prosperity. And Phil, we've heard from the president that passage of this bill would mean a green jobs explosion. Others say that's a fantasy. And if you look at places like Spain, that clearly doesn't pan out. What can we expect in terms of job creation as a result of this?
Well, Greg, I think you brought up Spain, which is a great example on this, because up until a few months ago, we were constantly hearing from President Obama and from Nancy Pelosi and others that Spain was the great exemplar, that we should follow all the wonderful things they've done on green jobs. And then a study came out about 6 weeks ago that showed that for every job that was every green job created in Spain, they lost 2.2 real jobs in the real economy because they were diverting resources into these politically favored green jobs, and a lot of other people were being unemployed as a result. And the study seems to be bulletproof because it's been about 2 months and we haven't seen anyone really challenging that. And the reality is when government puts a thumb on the scale and forces resources to go into technologies that aren't yet competitive, things like wind and solar or in the other green technologies, the result of that is that you destroy more jobs than you create. The theory behind it from the left is supposed to be that it's worth it for environmental benefit, but this bill would only reduce the rate of global warming 0.05 degrees in 50 years. It's indiscernible. So we're being asked to pay anywhere from $1,600 to $3,000 or $4,000 per year per household, basically for no environmental benefit, so that some folks can feel good about themselves. I think that's crazy.
Bill, unfortunately, we need to keep it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks.
Phil Kirpin is Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow for Dateline Washington.